Yeah. Yeah! Let us pray. Nzambi tatu jumujulu, njingwela tuasa kajilani tuasanga mbake meshuma na menzi. Nzambi wajinanga jabuni. Mukalenga wanyi nyingutumbisha, nyingwela tuasa kajilani nzambi. Wangasa nzambi urumutuweza la mukalenga chendele. Mujwe jumukalenga nzambi wanyi. Mwalu wababuni nzambi, kimbe wita nzambi wani kaseo nzambi. Wabuni mukalenga nzambi kumpeto opportunity nzambi. Wakumana mukalenga kumpala kwa zambi wanyi. Tatu wanyi, tutukutumbisha, tutukusaka jila mukalenga zambi wanyi. Jinanga zambi wanyi, juli tutesha mukalenga mishumwe na zambi wanyi. Mukalenga wakamu wasi mwabuji babiji eshi basa tu zambi wanyi. Bajituwa ngacha zambi, ema zambi ningala mkwashu wa mukalenga. Tulipumaya basa, tubalo kumakaso kwa wei zambi kudishintu la zambi. Wei zambi kujubenda sha zambi wanyi. Busho wa zambi katu na mukalenga zambi wanyi. Bakumana mukalenga wakumana kumpala kwa zambi wanyi. Kajimu mashi awana besu kilisto zambi wanyi. Mwabu wasi tulipasungi jibu mukalenga zambi wanyi. Mukalenga wanyi tutusoye la zambi wanyi. Chikondo chinzambi wanu wa mukenje nzambi wanu mtumina mkazi wanu wa chikushiju mkale nzambi wanu wa ulele maroba na mkale nzambi wanu tutukutumbisha mkale nzambi wanu wa jisambile chinzambi wanu tutukutumbisha nzambi wanu wa pastela nzambi wanu mkale nzambi wanu tatu wanu mushika mwashi kuita mkale nzambi wanu mkale nzambi wanu we ujuwetu nzambi mkale mulege la kunzambi wanu we nzambi utulumbo la mkale nzambi wanu we nzambi luwaku mkale nga wakule mkale nzambi wa chendele nzambi wanu beneshu mwenye mkale nzambi wanu wa mwisa mkale nzambi wanu mkale wanu mtu jibalo nzambi kutu walikika mtu wala mkale wa chendele nyuma bo soji nzambi utuwenza utunzambi utubenesha mukalenga urunzambi utushitura mukalenga zambi wanyu busho wa nzambi kato ndumwa mukalenga zambi kumpara kumesa kwa mukalenga zambi wanyu mukalenga wanyu biwa tayana nzambi wanyu mbubi mukalenga zambi wanyu busho wa nzambi kani kumana kutufelesa mukalenga zambi wanyu kibalo kanyi zambi nyungulo mbwa nzambi wanyu ani mumashi amwe Yesu Kristo ani mujira mukalenga Yesu Kristo mukalenga zambi wanyu wo benesha mukalenga zambi mukalenga zambi wanyu tatu wanyu bikane musho wa kusha mukalenga zambi wanyu wo nzambi poeka nzambi hikile nyimichi wete mukalenga zambi wanyu poeka nzambi wanyu hikile nzambi ni mwete mukalenga zambi wanyu njima mbwa nzambi kabena biumva nzambi binyanga bamukalenga zambi wanyu busho nzambi tubya bamukalenga zambi bya kuikira bamukalenga zambi mukalenga zambi wanyu chitinchi bitumva mukalenga zambi kantungena ni amen nzambi mujya mu Yesu Kristo mukalenga kibalo kanyungwa mu byose mukalenga ni mujin ya mashi amu Yesu Kristo umva kulo wote mujin ya mu Yesu Kristo amen
amen. We're going to take one chorus and after that we will sing a worshiping song to welcome the pastor. Amen. Just a little alone.
La pa la la I kasi la.
Yeah.
as we'll be welcoming the pastor to the front.
Heal your people.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are happy to be back into the house of the Lord. Amen. As promised, Pastor Mopaiko is still around. Just to continue where he left off on Wednesday. I, for one, I have gone to listen to the message again that was preached on Sunday. And I was blessed again. Amen. That is why we put these things on record. recording so that you can come back and meditate on these things. You know that if you listen even to Brother Branham's tapes, you know that it can bring healing to you in
2014.
His son Billy Paul had cancer. I think it was run about 2000. And then he was listening to the tape. I think it was the Seven Seal tape. On the tape, Brother Branham said, as many as you have given the prayer cards out to Billy Paul, receive your healing. And he was healed of cancer. So these things are, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. My greatest desire is that tonight he must grant your heart's desire. He's God that is rich in mercy. He's interested in our health affairs. He's interested in our financial affairs, as well as in our spiritual affairs. How many are witnesses that he's a lovely God? Somebody was saying he's not just great, but he's an awesome God. We love him so much. As the man of God comes to the fore, I think it is fitting to say, heal your people as he comes to take the podium. Let him preach what is in his heart. I said to him, we are not prescriptive to God. Because if you can teach the people that God is the will wind, the day he comes in the form of a pillar of fire, they wonder, what is this? The day he comes in the form of the pillar of cloud, where people are still expecting a whirlwind. I think in this church we give the ministers the liberty to be led by the Holy Spirit. We are not prescriptive. As it comes to the fore, God bless you richly.
To come back again here, I enjoyed the presence of the Holy Spirit on Sunday. I'm so grateful to you all. You are a good audience. Amen. I have a good pastor. A real man of God. He invited me to dinner yesterday. We sat down together, the two of us, sharing what we shared. The two of us. Yes, this is not an honor, this kind of job that we are doing.
It's
a real service unto the Lord.
And
We need one another.
Right.
Amen. I need him.
Yeah.
He needs me also.
Yeah.
I need you. And you need me.
Right.
So that how God runs his business. Amen. I was a bit nervous. I didn't know what to say for today. But the Holy Spirit always is prepared. He knows what is the need of the city. What is the need of the church. And this is why I rose early in the morning to speak to him. And I believe there is an answer this hour. While we are standing on our feet, may we look into this Isaiah chapter
60.
There are three places that I want to read on. Then I speak on those three places.
Bible.
Three verses of Isaiah chapter
60.
Arise and shine. Okay, before we read, we have to honor the author first in prayer. Praise God. Lord Jesus Christ, these are your people.
Amen.
And when one stands before the bride of Jesus Christ, he must know where he is standing. Because he's speaking directly before the presence of the Holy Spirit. The promise of the hour is that you would live in those people.
Amen.
And I feel very humble, I feel small, Lord, to be honored in this way, to stand before the bride of Jesus Christ. But Father, you chose that way, you chose it that way. And I say, Lord, raising my hand, I am a needy person. I need more of your light to say the right thing at the right time to the right people. And now I ask that blessing, Father, as your servant has also asked it, a blessing upon me for this task. Lord, I pray that you may visit this place again to touch our hearts,
amen,
to give us an encouragement, to remind us of the things that we had before. And also, Lord, if there be a need,
amen,
to heal someone that is in trouble, that is afflicted, that is tormented, mm-hmm, Heavenly Father, we have come to this service for this very purpose. Grant it. Bless your children. Strengthen me, Lord. May I find favor between your people that I may speak that which is right.
Amen.
In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Arise and shine, arise, shine.
Vuka ukhanye.
For thy light is come,
ngokuba ukukhanya kwakho kuyeza,
and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Inkazimulo kaJehova iphumele phezu kwakho.
For behold,
ngokuba bheka,
the darkness shall cover the earth,
ubumnyama buyosibekela umhlaba,
and the gross darkness the people,
nesigayigayi abantu.
But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Amen. John chapter 1.
In what era John is also Kana?
Amen. Chapter 1, verse 3.
Is that also Kala? So from the verse, let's start to.
Maybe to verse 9. We just have to take all that. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 3.
Konke kwavela ngaye ngaphandle kwakhe akuvelanga lutho kuko konke okuvelileyo.
In him was life,
ukuphila kwakukuye,
and the life was the light of man.
Ukukhanya kwakungwabantu.
And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God. His name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might be believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. First John, chapter 1 again. Just verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare to you, but God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Praise the Lord. May we take the comfort of our
seats.
Praise the Lord. Just like in Zimbabwe also, midweek services, the seats are not full. It's just like that. Yeah, because of the commitments during the middle of the week. Sunday, people will be on holiday. Hallelujah. Amen. I was deeply touched in my heart to just meditate the condition of the world in our day. The prophecies of the Bible becoming so real. The message that was preached by Brother Branham is becoming so real. There is a time that believers must enjoy the message of the hour in this season. Yes. We now know what is the light. We now know what can fight the light, the darkness. Gross darkness. The people. Yes, there is darkness all over. The prophet, as I said, darkness shall cover the earth. But we are not saying darkness shall. We are now saying this is the day. There is gross darkness in this day. Yes, and now to you believers, this is now time to rise. Rise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, I don't know if you are not rising with me.
Angazi uma ungaphakami nami.
But I am rising.
Kodwa mina ngiyaphakama.
And I believe this church.
Ngiyakholwa leli bandla.
Is rising.
Liyaphakama.
Rising.
Liyaphakama.
Is rising and shining.
Liyaphakama, liyakhanya.
Amen.
Amen.
You know the light.
Uyazi ukukhanya.
Was the life.
Kwakuphila.
Of man.
Ukuphila kwabantu.
Light that came into darkness.
Ukukhanya okweza ebumnyameni.
Darkness comprehended it in not.
Ubumnyama kwazanga ukuthi kuthwala.
What a consolation.
Awubheka ukunduduzo.
That the light.
Ukuthi ukukhanya.
Which is the life.
Okuyimpilo.
Shall not be defeated.
Ukuthi ngeke yanqotshwa.
By the present condition.
Izimo zanamhlanje.
Yes.
Yebo.
Fear the darkness.
Ningakusaba ubumnyama.
Because we know that the light shineth in darkness and darkness comprehended it not.
Siyakwazi ukuthi ukukhanya kukhanya ebumnyameni, ubumnyama kwazi ukuthwala ukukhanya.
Oh, hallelujah. There is a scripture that says again.
Kunombhalo othi,
if the light in you is darkness.
Uma ubumnyama ukukhanya kungumnyama kuwena.
Dark.
Kuyoba mnyama njani?
How dense the darkness is.
Ukanye ubumnyama kuyoba mnyama njani?
This is what we can see on the other side.
You know what's going on? We're learning it today.
Yes. Do you know that the time of Moses?
Niyazi ukuthi ngesikhathi sika Mose.
The Egyptians were religious people.
Abantu baseGibhithe kwakungabantu abanenkolo.
But when God sent the light to Goshen,
uma uNkulunkulu ethumela ukukhanya eGoshen,
the light was in the little corner of Egypt.
Ukukhanya bokusegumbini ethilethi eGibhithe.
The Israelites were dwelling.
Lapho abakwaIsrayeli bebahlala khona.
But the rest of Egypt was in darkness.
Kodwa iGibhithe lonke lalimnyama.
It's a clear picture of what is happening right now.
Ukukhombisa isithombe esifanayo naloko kwenzakalayo namhlanje.
And we know what happened.
Siyazi kwenzakalani.
How the children of Israel rose.
Ukuthi abantwana baIsrayeli banyukela phezulu
kanjani. How Moses' servant rose.
Ukuthi inceku kaNkulunkulu yanyukela kanjani.
With the great power.
Namandla amakhulu.
To overcome.
Ukuthi anqobe.
The oppressor of their day.
Anqobe umcindezeli osukwayo.
They were under oppression for many years.
Bebangaphansi kwengcindezi iminyaka eminingi.
And light rose.
Ukukhanya kwanyukela phezulu.
Hallelujah. Now this is our day.
Namhlanje usuku lwethu ke.
We heard about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Sizwile ngokuza kwenkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
Because we see Jesus Christ on this prophecy.
Ngokuthi siyambona uJesu Christ kusona lesi prophet.
Yes, we know.
Yebo siyazi. IBhayibheli yasho.
Light came to Galilee. Galilee of the Gentiles.
Ukuthi ukukhanya kweza kanjani eGalile?
Galilee base dwelt in darkness.
Abantu bebahlale ebumnyameni.
And that Jesus Christ came to that area.
UJesu weza kuleyo ndawo leyo.
He rose and shone.
Waphakama wakhanya.
The sick were healed.
Amen.
Demons were cast out.
Amen.
The gospel was preached with power.
Ivangeli lashunyalwa ngamandla.
That is what light.
Ikona khanya ke. Okwakwenza.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngenkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
And now this is the day.
Namhlanje usuku ke.
When the same light.
Uma ukhanya ofanayo.
The same life.
Okuyimpilo efanayo.
Must come back again.
Ofanele iphinde ibuye futhi.
When darkness is so thick.
Uma ubumnyama bukhulu.
To rise at a greater scale.
Ukuthi kukhule kakhulu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it has to be that way.
Ukuthi fanele kube njalo.
At a greater scale.
Eh, ngokusabalala.
You know what I mean when I say that.
Niyangazi ukuthi ngiyaqonda ukuthi ngithini mangithini.
Because Galilee of the Gentiles.
Ukuthi eGalilee yabezizwe.
That time was not the whole world.
Bless us card ongasizizwe lonke.
That was just part of Israel, Syria, just a small place.
Bawingxenye ngwayingxenye kaya Israel, eSyria,
ingcinqane. Yes, they witnessed of this light.
Yebo, abafakazela lokukhanya.
Are we going together?
Engabe sihamba sonke. Yile yondlela leyo.
Now the world is now full of people.
Manje izwe ligcwele abantu.
That time you cannot tell whether in America there were many people there.
Ongeke usho ukuthi eMelika abantu bebabaningi khona.
Here in South Africa?
Lapha eNingizimu Afrika.
I don't think the Bantu movement had already reached this far.
Angicabanga ukuthi iBantu movement besefinyelelile khona lapha.
God waiting for a time.
UNkulunkulu elindele isikhathi.
When darkness would cover the earth.
Uma ubumnyama bombosa umhlaba.
Covering the earth.
Umboza umhlaba.
Everywhere.
Gonke.
Yes.
Yebo.
Through civilization.
Ngophuquka.
Yes, there is darkness covering every space.
Kunobumnyama obumboza yonke indawo.
Yes, that is the time when this rising.
Isona skathi lapho ukukhanya kunyuka khona. Okuza khona.
Praise God.
Ayibonge inkosi.
Okay, we heard about
Sizwile.
Let me explain it this way.
Ake ngichaze ngalendlela.
To make it clear.
Ukuthi ngicacise.
In the message, the deity of Jesus Christ.
Emlayezweni, the deity of Jesus Christ.
On page 8, paragraph 58.
Page 8, paragraph 58.
There we are told by the prophet.
Siyatshelwa ngumprofeti.
That when Mary, knowing not a man,
uMaria angayazi.
She was with a male.
Wayene nowesilisa.
God the Almighty Jehovah.
uNkulunkulu umnini amandla wonke
Jehovah. He overshadowed her.
Wabusithebeza.
And God is the creator that created a blood cell
uNkulunkulu
in the womb of Mary.
Owakhanda ke ingqabuko.
Knowing no man at all.
Angayazi indoda.
And that brought forth the very creative blood of God to redeem us from our life. Coming in here being born by a sexual desire.
Oh, asiletha ukuthi siphile ukuza kuyena ngesifiso songahlangani ngocansi.
And then that blood was drawn out of Emmanuel's veins.
Manje leyagazi lakhishwa
on Calvary's cross.
Esiphambanweni sase Calvary.
And today has the same saving, redeeming, holy power that it did the day the transfusion was made.
Namhlanje ke kwenza into efanayo okwakwenza ngalesa sikhathi.
Out at Calvary.
E Calvary.
Do you believe it?
Niyakholwa lokho na?
Now that's right. We are redeemed by the blood of God.
Yebo sihlengwa ngegazi.
The Bible says.
IBhayibheli lisho njalo.
We are bought by the blood and redeemed by God. God's own blood.
Sithengwa ngegazi, sihlengwa igazi, igazi likaNkulunkulu.
Right. How was it God's blood?
Kwaba igazi likaNkulunkulu kanjani
na? God has no blood.
uNkulunkulu akanalo igazi.
How could it be?
Bawubuye ba kanjani?
Because it was God's creative blood.
Ukuthi kwakungayigazi yamadoka owadala.
In order to redeem us.
Ukuze ukuthi asihlenge.
And came and lived in the same body.
Weza wahlala emzimbeni ofanayo. Akawudala.
Therefore he could not. God could not suffer temptation.
uNkulunkulu wayengeka lingwe.
The prophet says God could not suffer temptation as a spirit.
Umprofeti uthi uNkulunkulu wayengeka ahlingwe.
Come.
Kufanele as
one body.
Emzimbeni.
To be tempted.
Ukuthi alingwe.
Praise God.
Ayibonga uNkosi.
And now in this
manje kulokhu.
In this end time.
Kulesi sikhathi sogcina lesi.
There are many bodies now.
Kunemizimba eminingi.
To bear the same life.
Eh lapha ukuzothwala impilo efanayo.
So that the same life.
Ukuthi leyo impilo efanayo.
Might face the darkness of the hour.
Engabhekana nobumnyama besikhathi.
So that God might be tempted.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu alingwe.
In your body.
Phakathi emzimbeni wakho.
As he was tempted.
Njengoba walingwa.
In Christ.
KuKristu.
Now he has to be tempted.
Fanele alingwe.
In you.
Phakathi kuwena.
Praise God.
Ayibonga inkosi.
If you find
uma wena ulwa
yourself
ulwa nobuwena
being defeated
unqotshwa
every time
isikhathi nesikhathi.
Yes, I'm not saying that you are not a Christian.
Angithi awusum Christ.
I'm saying that.
Ngishoko lokho.
That would contradict my message on Sunday.
Uzophikisana ke nomlayezo
wami ngeso. What I'm saying is
engishoyo ukuthi
the life has to
impilo kufanele
mature up
impilo fanele ikhule
build up
yakheke.
Come to the stature.
Is
esimene. Because when you come to that level,
ukuthi umfiyelela kulelo zinga.
That's when the manifestation of the light.
Ilapho kubonakaliswa khona ukukhanya.
Many Christians they are discouraged.
AmaKristu amaningi adumazekile.
When they come through these trials and then they stumble and fall and
uma bahlangana.
Oh,
uma
I'm not the Rashid, maybe I'm not. No.
Uma bavivinywa ngalendlela
le. Know this.
Kwakumele ukwazi
lo. You have a life.
Ukuthi wena unempilo.
That must grow.
Okufanele
to maturity.
Ikhule ukuze ikhule.
Praise God.
Ayibonga inkosi.
Because that life must be tempted.
Ngoba impilo leyo akumele ilingwe.
That life must be tried.
Lo impilo akumele ivivinywe.
The prophet is saying here, listen carefully, my brother.
Prophet uthi lapha mlaleleni kahle.
He could not suffer temptation. He had to suffer sexual temptation.
The life
in Christ had also to suffer temptation, sexual temptation. He overcame because that was in the life. The life is the light. Are we together?
Yes. Amen.
He says he had to suffer all kinds of temptation, to be tempted by the devil in riches and powers and dominions and so forth. He had to suffer all that. In order to do it, he could not be as God in spirit. He had to be God in flesh.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
I go on, God.
Now Jesus in flesh.
Manje u Jesu
Christ in us.
U Christ ephakathi kithi.
The hope of glory.
Ithemba ke lenkazimulo.
We are so grateful.
Thina siyabonga kakhulu.
We are in the line.
Ukuthi sesemgqini.
You could not do it if you remained in your denomination.
Bonge ukwenza lokho uma usehlelweni la. Bonge ukwenza.
Because there is no new birth.
Ngokuthi ukuzalwa
kabusha.
Kunokufa.
According to the Bible.
Ngokuya ngokweBhayibheli.
If you come to Revelation chapter, let's come there quickly.
Ake siye kule ncwadi yesambulo.
Amen. Revelation. Yes, here it is.
What is Sambulo?
My.
Amen.
Chapter 6. And I looked on verse 8, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth.
Ngasengibona bheka nanto ihashi elimpofu nohlezi phezu kwalo igama lakhe lalingukufa nehayidesi. Lalalandelana naye base benikwa amandla phezu kwakokwesine komhlaba ukuba babulale ngenkemba nangendlala nangokufa nangazilwane zomhlaba.
I don't know in South Africa are people dying?
Angazi ukuthi eningizimi abantu bayafa na?
Physically
ngokwenyama
they are dying.
Bayafa.
Okay. This is the fulfillment of the scripture. The Bible is being fulfilled before our eyes. There is spiritual death. There is physical death. And physical death is a shadow, is a type of the spiritual death. People are dying of HIV in Zimbabwe, Malawi, Botswana,
Mozambique,
Tanzania,
Uganda,
everywhere. There are funerals everywhere. People are being buried young. It was never like that before. Sierra Leone and the other Western countries, people are dying of Ebola. I don't know, it might spread all over. It might also come to South Africa. People are dying. That speaks of also spiritual death. Spiritually, you are wondering, people are just dying also. They don't know what to do. No more desire to reach out into the spirit. Yes. Just a hunger, thirst. When you thirst after righteousness. There is something hungering. This is what we call life. If there is no hungering, if there is no crying out to God. Yes, that is a very bad sign. Yes, if you are alive, there is somewhere that you look to. You have that desire. Brother Brand speaks about. Page 8, what is it? Somewhere page 80. of the book of the church age, the church age book.
Go page 80, which
amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Seven church age book. It speaks about it.
The
early church.
Bandalakala.
Yes, they fell.
Okay, ba.
And the falling was a gradual falling.
Ugua wabo, ugua, guya reska.
Yes, what I said on Sunday, the squeezing of the life.
Job and shield,
life was being taken away from the church. This light was being put out.
Yes, until it
came to the total apostasy. Yes. Now after that,
manje,
we have the prophecy.
This prophet.
Promise of restoration.
It's the same basis of
he said, I shall restore that which was eaten.
Lo,
and we are not waiting for the restoration.
As in the, lava,
but the restoration happened already.
This
is why you can see us this way. We are part of the restoration. The same light, same life
that was there
is now present. Is now present. Present in Witbank. Present in Cape Town.
Kona eKapa.
Present in Zimbabwe.
Kona eZimbabwe.
Present in Mozambique.
Kona eMozambique.
Everywhere.
Konke.
Because it had to operate at a greater scale.
Ngokuthi bufanele sisebenze ngokusabalala.
Holding many lands.
Hayi ezweni elithile.
Holding many regions.
Hayi endaweni ehlwahlukene.
Yes, to fight the darkness in those regions.
Yebo ukulwa nobumnyama obukhona kulezo
zindawo. I don't know what kind of burdens that you have here.
Angazi unemthwalo enjani
na. It's a little bit different from Zimbabwe, maybe it's a little bit different from Mozambique.
Ukuthi ngahluka kancane la siZimbabwe
ngakhona se. Darkness.
Kodwa ibizo ukuthi ubumnyama.
We don't have any other expressions or explanations.
Ayiki ingcazelo esinayo enye ehlukile.
Called darkness. It is just called darkness. When a thing is dark, you can explain it fully.
Because
you can see it. It's just darkness. Killing people. People are dying. Physically people are dying. Spiritually people are dying. As a believer, you must know what to do if you are living in such conditions where death and life are going side by side. Yes, they are going side by side. In Jesus' time, death and life are going side by side. But darkness comprehended the light. No.
God,
darkness did not overcome the light. Now my Bible says, greater is he in me than
me
in the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
I bow my God. Amen.
There is no need to fear darkness. There is no need to fear the pale host.
The
pale host.
There is
no need to fear.
Because
we have something greater.
What
is that something greater? Is it knowledge?
Well,
do you know that people are dying with knowledge? Physically. They are dying with knowledge.
Amen.
I was told that in Liberia, the doctors, some of the doctors died. They had all the knowledge of medicine. They died. And in this day, the people with the knowledge of the Bible, they are dying. Believers with the knowledge of the message of the hour, dying. It's knowledge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It takes a connection with the giver of the knowledge.
Kubiza ukhumana nalokuleza ulwazi.
Because if you take the gift and leave the giver,
you
die with the gift.
Uma uthathe isipho uyekele ukuleza sona uyofana nasipho sakho.
You die with the gift.
Uzofana nasipho sakho.
But you have to be in harmony with the giver of the gift.
Together
with the giver.
Nomnikazi
wesi. Then you can make it.
Ungaphumelela ke.
Praise God.
I don't go in course.
We should have the communion that was spoken up of by the prophet.
Yes,
we are living in a day that if you have the knowledge of the word, then the author of the word should be given room to say
In Kaza, what Ash,
what is between the lines of those things that you claim? And many believers are ignoring that. Oh, my brother.
Oh, for
remember, life speaks.
Kumbula impilo yakhuluma.
Life can speak.
Impilo ingakhuluma.
Light can speak.
Ukukhanya kungakhuluma.
And you are there to hear.
Ulapho kuzwa.
What the spirit says.
Ukuthi umoya uthini na?
God help us this evening.
Unkulunkulu asize namhlanje.
This is a very simple message.
Lo umlayezo olula.
But I feel urgent.
Kodwa ngizwa
in my heart.
Enhlizweni
yami. To remind the saints in this tabernacle.
Ukuthi ngikhumbuze amaKristu.
Special thing.
Ngalezi zinto ezikhethekile.
If the light in us.
Ukuthi ukukhanya uma kuphakathi kithi.
Is darkness.
Kuumnyama.
Then the darkness is even worse.
Ubumnyama budlula beqile.
The Methodist.
Ukudlula ama Methodist.
Remember.
Ilunga
la Anglican member, the Catholic member.
Okanye ilunga la seKatolika.
So we must know what to do with the light.
Kumele sazi ukuthi ngaloku khanya senzani.
This is the blessing that we have in this day.
Ukuthi lesi sibusisa senathi kulolu suku.
To have a life.
Ukuthi sibe nempilo.
Infants, babies, and all. We know how our mothers and sisters take care of them.
Ingane nengane encane nje siyazi ukuthi obaba bonakala kanjani.
The life is in this baby.
Siyazi ukuthi impilo ikubaba.
He or she will grow up.
Yena uzawukhula.
One of the days.
When
he or she's mature.
Uma esekhulile.
She will be a mother.
Uzoba umama.
She will do things.
Uzakwenza izinto.
Yes. So she has to take all the care.
Kamela anakekele.
Taking care of that.
Anakekele konke.
The life in us.
Impilo ephakathi kithi.
We must take care of the life in us.
Kamela sinakekele lo mpilo ephakathi kithi.
Don't let that life die.
Ungayivumeli leyo mpilo
ithi. Because there is something that is looking up at that.
Ngokuthi ukhona okuthile okubheke kuleyo mpilo leyo.
You've forgotten, brothers, that when Moses was still an infant.
Uma ningakhumbula uMose uma seseyingane.
There was a death that was looking after such life.
Kwakunokufa okwakufuna lo ngane.
Moses was born a proper child.
Ngokuthi uMose wazala ingane ephelele.
To rise.
Ukuthi anyuke.
And shine.
Akhanye.
Yes.
Yebo.
So I don't know how.
Angazi kanjani.
The enemy.
Ukuthi sitha.
Was seeking for that life.
Ukuthi besifuna kanjani leyo mpilo leyo.
To destroy the children.
Ukuthi abulale ingane.
In that infant or in that infancy.
Okanye kuleyo ngane leyo.
It happened again when Jesus was born in Nazareth.
Kwenzeka futhi uma uJesu ezalwe eNazareth.
He was sought after.
Wa bayamfuna.
Yes, Herod rose up.
Yebo Herod waphakama.
He didn't know what was happening.
Wayengazi ukuthi kwenzakalani.
The power of darkness.
Uthi amandla obumnyama.
Through politics.
Ngokuya ngenze politics.
Was pushing him to destroy the babies.
Wayengqhuba ukuthi abulale
ingane.
Abaneminyaka emibili okushona ezansi.
But the angels of the Lord took care.
Kodwa ingelosi kaNkulunkulu yanakekela.
Of the little baby.
Lengane encane yayinakekela.
Was taken care of.
Wanakekelwa.
Now in this day,
manje kulolu suku
lolu, rising,
kunokunyuka,
the bride of Jesus Christ,
nobukazi ka Jesu Kristu,
all over the world,
lonke izwe jikelele,
to shine,
ukukhanya,
because there is gross darkness already,
ukuthi kunomnyama bodwa,
politics,
ezepolitiki,
demon power,
amandla abadimoni,
enticing spirits,
futhi nomoya oheha imimoya ehehayo,
temptations,
ukulingwa,
you heard about people.
Nizwileka
falling
nizwileka abantu abafaya abawayo.
Oh, you must know how to handle those issues.
Kuse nazo lezo zinto lezo nilawula kanjani?
Yes. You must know how to handle those issues.
Kwamenazo nilawula kanjani lezo zinto
lezo? Yes, because it is happening everywhere.
Ukuthi kuyenzeka zonke indawo.
It is happening everywhere.
Kuyenzeka zonke indawo.
So called believers.
Abayibiza ukuthi amakholwa omlayezo.
Backsliding.
Bayahlubuka.
Maybe into something, into some extreme.
Bangene into enethile.
Into some doctrine.
Emfundisweni ethile.
Or into some temptation.
Okanye kulindele
into into some sexual act or something.
Okanye kwenza ukuthile ngokwecansi.
It is handing those children of God.
Kuzingela labo bantwana
baNkulunkulu.
Abalingi abazingelwayo.
But let me tell you.
Kodwa ke ngitshe.
The mighty angel.
Ingelosi
enkulu. The Holy Ghost.
Umoya ongcwele.
Is greater.
Mkhulu.
He takes the possession.
Uyathatha
ke. So,
ukhombisa.
The
light is greater.
The
Holy Ghost is greater
than
the power of the pale host. Praise God, hallelujah.
I bong we go, hallelujah.
Our joy.
That
will be our joy. Wherever we are, to hear that people in Wade Bank,
yes,
they are standing, not falling, but is standing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot stand if you are not connected to the author of the word. The author of this word. Yes, is Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
And now Jesus Christ in you.
Manje Jesus Christ phakathi kwenu.
The hope of all glory.
Ithemba layo yonke inkazimulo.
Yes, he overcame death.
Yebo wanqoba ukufa.
He overcame temptation.
Wanqoba kulingwa.
To preach to you.
Ukuthi anishumayeze.
That which he did then.
Ukuthi lokho owakhetha.
He can do now.
Ungakwenza. Ungakwenza ngawe.
There is no need to fear prostitutes anymore.
KuNkulunkulu akudingi ukuthi usabantu abadasimzi.
There is no need to fear. Poverty. Jesus Christ overcame. No need to fear. Yes, false doctrine. Jesus Christ overcame.
Jesus Christ overcame.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
I goes.
We saw it.
Sibonile.
And it is true.
In our
day, people are dying. They are dying. Yes, according to my writing here, I put those things together. Amen. The sword,
hunger,
death, beasts of the earth. Yes, they are there hunting for life. Yes. For how can they hunt for the world? The world is already dead.
They
are already dead. But there is life in
the
mind of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Death is coming.
Ugufa.
Kill. Separating. Bringing hatred. Two so-called believers in this day. Yes.
Amen.
But the Bible is saying, arise.
Rise.
Rise.
And
shine. Showing
Kombisa.
That you are above.
You
are above those pressures.
In
business. Yes, they are precious also. Because the enemy is everywhere. Yes, there is no way to hide. You try to run away and stay into the mountain.
Yes,
you will hunt you there. If you try to run away and maybe join this other church somewhere far away.
Uhambe
uyoyihlanganisa driving maybe 100 kilometers away.
Ukanyushayele ama kilometers
100. Despising the local assembly.
Unganaki ibandla lasekhaya.
He will meet you there.
Uyokuhlangabeza laphaya.
You have to overcome him.
Kosolu mnqobo
where you are.
Lapho khona.
Right at the ground where you are settled.
Kule ndawo ohleli kuyona.
God gave you to be.
Lapho uNkulunkulu akunikeze khona ukuthi fanele ube khona.
You have to overcome him.
Kosolu mnqobo khona lapho.
It pleases God.
Kuyamjabulisa uNkulunkulu.
See his own life.
Ukubona impilo yakhe.
Overcoming.
Inqoba.
Amen. Amen. My young grandchildren, my grandchild, the little Alan's son. She was looking very miserable in the morning. She could not breathe well. She was sleeping and she rose up very late. I said to her mother, to his mother, just let the child come. I want to pray for him. Because I knew that that is the same devil tormenting the young child. Then I prayed for him. After praying for him, a few minutes, the young man was a changed man. She wanted to eat, she wanted to drink. She could also play with the little computer there. Yes, everywhere. You meet those things. With the life that is in you, it can also happen to you anytime.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just don't forget these words. Yes, remember you have life. And that life is God looks at that life. What you do with that life. Yes. The Bible says, those that will call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. This is not a calling like I call this brother, hey brother, like that.
It's
a calling from the heart. Because in me and in you, we have that life. So every time that life must be put to use. Because the things that comes in your way or on your way, they are there to kill the life in you. Praise God. So it's your duty. It is my duty to be aware, to be conscious. Then I call upon the name of the Lord. That's how to overcome. When you are in the presence of the Lord, then you can call. When you call, he is there to show that
he's
more than able. Yes, he's more than able to over to cause you or to make you overcome the situation that you are in. Because death is everywhere. I don't know why I'm just moving around that place. I have to say something more. But I am being compelled right now to remain at that spot. That is death handing for the life in you. When you listen to music, when you watch videos, when you open your internet, trying to check messages and to download certain things that you want to download. Right there, there is death seeking for the life.
Amen.
You come to a place or to a point where you forget all that you read. All that you heard from the pastor. You forget about everything. Then the python will be there to strike. You wonder, what kind of a patient? You are not even able to testify. You are not even able to read the Bible and enjoy it. You are in a situation where you feel it's okay if you can just run around a little bit with a prostitute or a woman or a French woman somewhere. Yes, death is just there to strike.
Hallelujah.
But we are here to rise
and
shine. To rise and shine. Shining is overcoming. Shining is manifestation. Something that could not be seen. Being seen in you. In all our workplaces. Oh, praise God. I remember before I came to the full-time ministry, at work, there was someone that had something that was moving up and down his hand. I don't know if you have those things here. What we call Mishonga, Juju.
Amen.
Satanism. Do you have those things here in South Africa? Yes, yes, yes. Those things, don't fear those things. You know what? It takes you. It takes you, only you believers of the message of the power. Because of the light. To overcome those things. I challenge those things. I say, because he was boasting of the thing. He said, I have something that moves up and down my hand. And I said, oh, this guy, he doesn't know who I am. Then I said, I will tell that thing to stop and it will obey me. He said, sure.
And
I said, yes. Then I just held him. And I challenged the thing.
I
said, now where is it?
Try
to look for it. You won't find it anymore. It disappeared. Praise God. It's a good thing to know who you are. It's a good thing to recognize the life that is in you. Because that is precious life. This is why the devil is hunting after that. It is a very important life. Don't be fooled by the things that people call entertainment.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is your comforter. The Holy Ghost takes away all the boredom. The Holy Ghost gives you joy. The Holy Ghost gives you healing. Praise God. Of course, we have the gifts, but greater is the giver. The giver is in you.
Omkhulu
oyosikhulisi
new
okunezwa
isipho
manifest
ukuthi ayibonakalise
shine
ukukhanya
shining is manifesting
ukukhanya ubonakaliswa
in my farm places
where
I usually visit the poor
lapho ngivashela khona abantu ababo
well the politicians
lapha bo sopolitics
they there is a time when they were suspicious of me. So what they call the chairman, chairman of what they call ZANU-PF party, he began to speak evil against me. The next day after speaking evil of me, he was hit by the car. People were surprised. He didn't die anyway. But when I visited the place, I saw him, he could not walk very well. But the people that witnessed everything, they knew what happened. Yes. This is what the Bible says. Greater is he in you than the one in the world. You remember testimony in Germany? When the tent was about to be blown, they said the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
But
so the powers of darkness rose up, was about to destroy the whole tent. But greater was the light in the prophet. But the one that was about to destroy. Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet knew this. What I'm trying to preach,
not teach.
He knew it already.
Why was there?
That greater was the light in him
than
the one in those satanists.
He challenged
it. Yes, the wind.
Challenged
it. Spirits. And it was
calm.
Yes, didn't it happen?
When they?
When they? Disciples, Jesus was, they were in the boat. And they rose up, boisterous wind. The ship was about to be drawn. Now, those apostles,
the disciples,
that time, they were in the process. They were growing up to that. But they had no knowledge. So they were so fearful. So they thought they were going to perish.
Amen.
It happens to you, brothers. Sometimes those temptations, those trials that rise in your family, in your church, at your home,
it's
a deliberate movement. Yes, to show what is in you. When Jesus rose, he didn't pray. He didn't cry. He challenged him. He said, "Peace, be still." That is the light. That is what life does. Yes, control those situations by life. By light. You read too much. You had so many messages. At that point, they don't even come. Because the what is needed is the life that was fed by those sermons that you hear.
Oh, into my head.
The message that you heard. Yes, you are built up. You are now strong enough.
We are key or
and of that must be put to use.
No, many sentences way.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You say you have a temptation. The secretary that you work with, is so much of a temptation.
Ulingekile ukuthi lo secretary osebenza nayo uyakulila. Yebo yeah yena.
There is no way to run away. That is your job.
Msebenzi wakho lo.
And that lady will be there hanging around every day.
Ya ntombazane ebikhona lapho ihlala khona njalo.
And you feel you are being pulled.
Yes, ukuthi uyadonzwa.
You are being pulled to her.
Uthathela kuye. Uya kancane kuye.
Yeah. The light is about to be put off. If you don't know what to do there. Praise the Lord. You must know what to do there. God did not give you a lot of homework. He gave you the faith to look to him. That is the moment, the time that you must tell him about. Why, Lord? Why am I being pulled? Why am I being taken? Because I'm being taken away from you. The moment you fall, you have separated yourself. And it's not easy to make things right. If you fornicate or adulterate, you will pay for that. But it is very important, before you are taken into the night, it is very important to call. It takes the faith to call upon the name of the Lord. Yes, God is able to do anything. You can work with that secretary for years without falling. Because it is greater, is he in you than the one in the world. But the problem is the people think it will take them to overcome. You are a human being. It doesn't take you, it takes the light in you. Let that light shine by calling upon him, telling him about it. Then you will see better and feel better. Then she will respect, because she will realize that you are different from other men. Praise God. Isn't that the enemy, the lion of the age, the lion of the industries, lion of the cities? But I'm telling you, you have the light. If the light continue to shine, the light will declare the power within itself. Praise God. You say, what I have to do is just to quit the job and do something else. God wants you to overcome. Because it's fear of failing. There is someone that is overcoming somewhere. Maybe in Australia. Maybe in Japan. Maybe in Kenya. And how are you going to stand on the day of judgment? You say, oh Lord, I could not overcome because when the lady came to work, she used to come putting on something very, very short, very tight. And Lord, you know that I'm just a human being, and this is why no, there are no excuses. Someone will be standing there. He will be saying, I was in the same situation. Same condition. Yes, but I overcome. Not by myself.
I am
by the light in me.
Okay.
I overcame. And the same way, brothers, by ourselves we can't overcome. But by the light, which is the life. The life of Christ in us.
Christ,
the hope of glory. The glory of God must shine here in Witbank. Through you, through me. Hallelujah. Yes, because people are dying. There is a scripture somewhere.
I forgot
which we were, but it is coming right now.
Amen.
Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead.
He was speaking
of the people who were living. They appeared to be living. But in the sight of God, they were dead. So the dead who was physically dead, Jesus said, let him be buried by those who are dead spiritually. Because it's all death. The living are dead, and the dead are dead.
And
the same situation is
in
this day. Praise God. It is very important to be alive. Because God is the God of the living. This is what the Bible says. God is the God of the living. He lives amongst the living. In the tombs, you don't find him there. He is alive.
And
is among the living. This is why we say to people, we have the message of the hour. The bones of Elisha. Yes, in the book of Kings, when the battle was raging, the young man was killed, and they thrust his body into the pit where Elisha
rose
up. Yes, because of the quickening power. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in the message of the hour, there is the quickening power because of the message. We invite people from the world who are dead. We invite them to come to the message of the hour so that they believe when they hear. Praise God. When they hear. We don't just quote and try to read them. This is not the way. We quote from the life.
And
life is imparted to the people. We baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They become disciples. They come to church. Then, when they see, when their eyes are open, they testify themselves that there is life there. There is life in the message of the hour. They testify of what life does. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many love the Lord Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. This is the day where darkness is so thick. And this is the time also that light shines brighter. You know, when it is so dark and when there is light, the light here, you cannot appreciate very much when there is light already. But when there is darkness, you appreciate this light because it is dark. Now we appreciate the light, the
message
of the hour, because of the thickness of the darkness on the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When there is so much of sicknesses, so much of demons, so much of satanism,
then
we appreciate the life, the light in us that shines brighter than those dark places. Is that clear? Oh, I know you knew this already.
Yes,
very good. We have to remind one another. We have to remind one another of these things. If there is someone that is falling every time you're down, every time you're down.
Oh,
tell you, my brother,
or
you are just starving that life.
Wena.
You have to give chance to that life. Let that life operate. Let that light operate. Yes, you will see it yourself. Praise God. I feel very good right now. I feel very good right now. Because the Holy Spirit is here. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You heard about Ebola?
Ebola
is spreading.
I
read a little article. It was just a heading. Ebola has already reached the United States of America. To challenge the doctors, thank you. Yeah, to challenge the physicians. To challenge the druggists. But you know what? The guy that is going to challenge Ebola.
No, also Melana the Ebola.
He's a message believer.
Amen. Amen.
He's
Amen.
A message believer.
It's
because he has got the remedy. Has got the inoculation. Has got the life. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Not the gift.
I see.
Not just a mere gift of healing or
I see
but
healing.
The giver.
God, praise
God.
Amen.
It takes the giver.
The
giver in you.
The Lord's
glory.
It's him and
then you will make it. Let me tell you. They will hear if it happens that Ebola comes here in this city. Yes, and with this teaching or this preaching, I'm assuring you.
Yes,
yes. If you know, because God has been training us.
It's
quite long when the life in us has been under training to train us. Yes.
Amen.
So when it comes, when that has to come to trial, to see what life does, that is when they will realize that this is God. What they could not do, but there is something that can do. Something that can stop
Ebola.
Because it is a human, it is a spirit. Sorry for that. I'm not used to this. My church.
Sorry.
Thank you, my brother. So, don't be afraid of that. Just wait for it.
If
God allows it to come, just be prepared. If you don't know, just pray and say, Lord, train me also. I want to be under training. Because no man can train you on this. It has to be the Holy Ghost to show you that it is possible. To speak to something that appears to be powerful. Yes. Yes, God had to train David. You remember the story of David? Goliath was not the first one to come. There was a lesser power. Something like a bear. Then a lion. Then
Goliath.
God has been training us. God has been training you. With a small thing. Amen. Then when we come to something small, something big, the life in you will tell
that
that's nothing. David challenged Goliath.
Amen.
Who is this Philistine?
Oh, Philistine.
And he circumcised Philistine.
Oh,
that challenges the host. That challenges the army of the living God. He was not fearful. Because he was trained. He challenged Goliath. And he overcame. Amen. To speak of what was going to happen in the future. The true son of David, Jesus Christ came. They overcame such things.
Amen.
Coming to the giant called death. He overcame death. He rose from the dead. Praise God.
Amen.
And out of his side
came
forth the bride, the spirit of Jesus Christ now in us. We could not just do it. We had to be trained also. Hallelujah. Being prepared for this dark hour. Being prepared for this dark age. Oh, praise God. Let me tell you, my brothers. The life is not a young life. When you were born again, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ, was already mature. But now the Spirit had to wait for you to grow also. Yes. To come to the level where you can also challenge the challenges of the age, challenges of the city where you dwell.
Because
every town has its spirit. Yes, we were the prophet. Every town has its spirit. Every city has its spirit. Oh, yes, I tell you this. This is why all these friends and brothers that come from different cities or countries, some who came from DRC, those who come from Zimbabwe, those who come from Malawi, coming into this city. When you come into this city, you must submit yourself. Yes, you must humble yourself, join the group. Yes, and obey the pastor of the city that you have visited. Are we together? This is what the Bible teaches. Submit yourself to one another. Don't try to make a group somewhere for Malawians and a group somewhere for Zimbabweans and a group somewhere. It doesn't work. It won't work. Yes, because God ordained people in those places to lead the people.
Amen.
If you join the camp, those locals, they know the customs. They know the people. They know the spirits already. Then they will tell you what to do. And God will honor you for that. How many say amen to that? You will overcome, my brother.
You will overcome.
You say, oh, but what? I don't understand their language.
You know,
we have a common language, a heavenly language. The English, the Zulu, the Africans,
there is
somewhere
where
we meet, where we understand one another. Yes. They did it in some other cities. And later we found out that no, the motive is not the message. The motive is something in line with finances. This is not right. No, let's support the local church. Support our pastor here. Yes. You see how God is going to lead. When David smote Goliath, even the weak, they also rose up. The weak also rose up. And they were running after the Philistines.
Amen.
Because there was a captain there. A young one. A
David
from God.
Oh, amen.
Shows that amongst good brothers, we can't be all pastors. But God chooses someone.
Kodwa umele uNkulunkulu ukhethe
thini?
Yebo.
Be on the lead.
Ukuthi kube uyena ohola.
Just humble yourself and follow.
Sithobe ulandele.
Pray for him.
Khulekene.
Support him with all that you can support.
Nimseke ngakho konke ningamseka ngakho.
You will see the devil falling.
Ndamona Satan aqatha.
Then even if you were weak,
uma noma wawuthatha.
You also stand up because the pastor. Uzophakama
na ugijima ngokuthi umele usuphambi.
God chose him.
Umele uNkulunkulu ukhethe.
He knew him.
Uyamazi.
He knew he will make it.
Wamazi ukuthi uzophumelela.
This is the order of the Bible.
Uhlelo lweBhayibheli.
This is the order of the message.
Uhlelo lomlayezo.
Follow me as I follow Christ.
Landelani mina njengoba ngilandela uKristu, landelani mina.
Don't directly follow.
Ningalandeli mina.
Follow me as I follow Christ.
Landelani mina njengoba ngilandela
uKristu. The church we have.
Uhlelo lwebandla
sinomlayezo. Brother Branham said this.
Mfowethu Branham akusho.
The supreme authority of the church.
Ukuthi uyena igunya phezulu ebandleni.
God honors you.
UNkulunkulu uyahlonipha.
If you humble yourself.
Uma uyithoba.
Then, from then on,
you will see the
light
shining.
That's how to overcome. The darkness is so thick upon the earth.
Yeah.
God bless you richly.
These
few words.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As we invite back the pastor to come and take
some
his place. And on midweek service, people coming from work, they have to go and rest.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Just want to offer a word of prayer. You pray for me. The arrangement is, you know, how the Lord will. Oh, this weekend I'm supposed to be in Durban.
Friday, Saturday.
I don't know how the Lord will make it, but if I don't go to Durban Friday, maybe I'll go to Pretoria. I had a design in my heart to visit the elder there in Pretoria. His name is... Yes, Pastor Ngodima.
Pastor Ngodima.
I have a design in my soul, my heart. Not actually to go and try to speak to his big church. Just go and sit down there and listen and enjoy.
The elder.
Amen. So, you pray for me. If we don't meet here, we'll meet up there. Yes, but there is still some time. We made friends with your local pastor here.
There
is still some time while we are still here on earth. He will come to Zimbabwe. Or he might invite me here. This time I was not invited. Just come to visit my daughter and my son-in-law. But the Lord has opened this opportunity that we'll be together. And I have discovered that you are a good people, good brothers and sisters.
We
wanted to have a time, fellowship, visit, chat, and learn a lot. God bless you richly. Father, I thank you, Lord, for such a people, such a congregation, Lord. Amen. Oh, they are my relatives. They are my brothers and sisters. I can feel it in my heart. There is a heaven to go. They will go with me too, Lord. Heavenly Father, I prayed in the night, seeking for something to share with them. And this thought came late, and I have spoken it up. Maybe I have said something amiss. Forgive me, Lord. That was not my intention.
Amen.
But Heavenly Father, word, I was inspired to speak. I know that it has helped someone. And now, Lord, what can I say more? Take care of them, Lord. If there be anyone sick here, I would not want him or her to go back home in the same condition. But I say, let the light strike him or her and drive away the sickness and drive away the angel of death. Yes. Oh Lord, your servant Lord, that labors here on the pulpit every Sabbath day, Because it's not possible to invite visiting preachers every time.
Amen.
Father God, much of the work is being done by that man. And I know that the enemy also hunts him, trying to destroy the life. But I pray, God, for him too, that the power of Jesus Christ may continue, Lord, to move him and to show by example how to overcome this present day darkness. Mighty God, bless the congregation, those who are absent, Lord, because of different commitments. I pray, God, that the Holy Spirit may continue to take care of them all. Grant it, Father, as I commit everything into your hands. Oh, Father, I say, I'm so thankful, Lord.
Amen.
Maybe, Lord, you will allow it, that we will have another time.
Yes.
That is up to your will. Heavenly Father, God, take care of this group. Take care of this servant of yours here, God. Continue our multiplying more of your wisdom, more of your virtues, Lord.
Yes.
God, that we may shine in this city of weight brand. They will know that Jesus is not dead, but he's alive, living in his people. For God's glory, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Stanford. Amen. May God grant you the traveling mercy. As much as you'll be praying for us, we'll be praying for you. See, the devil that you fight in Zimbabwe is the same devil that we fight in Witbank. So, what makes good friends is when they share an enemy. Realize that we share the same enemy. Then we become friends. Amen. Continue to pray for him as well. Witbank is the home of all pastors. When you are around, let us know that you are around. Amen. God bless you richly. Pass our regards to the church back home. You have been a blessing over this weekend and over this week. Amen. Let's just continue with it as Brother Mpanyana will come and wrap up in prayer. How many are blessed? I don't know whether you got the gist of the message. When an emergency arises, you forget what you read. You forget what you were taught. That's when life must take over. So don't just read quotations or scriptures, but let the life indwell you. And the life will know how to respond and when to respond. Amen. Let's have the life of Christ. And either today you have the life of Christ or the life of the devil. You can't be neutral. Amen. And as the orphan say, you know yourself. But the only way to cast out the darkness is to receive light. The only way to cast out death is to receive life. But let us have the life of Christ. Just come to a point where you say the Christ that they speak about is in me. We're not worshiping Christ in a measure, we're worshiping Christ in you. I hope this can sink in. So that means when you visit me, Christ is visiting me. When I greet you, I greet Christ that is in you.
And
that is the hope of glory. Amen. Let's just worship as we wrap up. Amen.
Oh, let us bow our heads and pray. Gracious eternal Father, once more this evening, Heavenly Father, we thank Thee. Heavenly Father, since from eternally Almighty God, we have been in Your thoughts, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
What we see today is the manifestation of all that was in Your thoughts, Heavenly Father. Mighty God, we have heard Thy word through Thy servant this evening. Heavenly Father, speaking to us as Thy attributes, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Mighty God, we know that, Heavenly Father, Your word doesn't just come, Heavenly Father. It's by inspiration that He came and speak to Your church, Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we say whatever that has been spoken, Heavenly Father, may it, Heavenly Father, be written in our hearts, Almighty God. Wherever we go, Heavenly Father, whatever we do, we meditate upon these words that we have heard. Heavenly Father, once more we pray for Thy servant also, Lord. That Heavenly Father, that we know that the virtue has came out of him, Almighty God. That You restore, Heavenly Father, that You give him energy once more, Heavenly Father. You reveal Yourself even more unto him, Heavenly Father, that he keeps on feeding Thy church, Heavenly Father. We are asking for a traveling mercy for him, Heavenly Father. Mighty God, we say bless him abundantly, Heavenly Father. Once more, Heavenly Father, we say each and every one that is under this roof this evening, Heavenly Father, we are asking for Thy blessings once more, Heavenly Father. Bless Thy church, Heavenly Father. Bless our dear and precious pastor here, Almighty God. Give him strength, Heavenly Father, to look upon Your church, Heavenly Father. Bless us all, Heavenly Father. We pray and commit everything, and we put everything into Thy capable hands. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and all the church shall say, Amen.
Let's do one song, then after you are dismissed. It says, move on, my brother, move on, my sister. This is a moving day. Something that is full of life, it moves. And something that does not have life, it's stagnant. And what is stagnant becomes stinking. Amen. The perfect stream is a flowing stream. So move on, my brother, move on, my sister. This is a moving day. And some of you, when you rise, other people get courage, they rise as well. If you fall, other people fall. Sometimes you are not just on your own. You're part of a network. And the devil, when he attacks you and discourages you and makes you fall, other people fall. But this is a time to arise. Amen. How many believe that it's time to arise? Amen. And thereafter, we are dismissed till we meet on Sunday. God bless you, Rishi.
Move on, brother, move on, sister. This is a
Bazalwan. It must have energy because we are moving. Amen. This is a moving day. Stampanya, help us. On voice. This is an old wedding song. Stamalaga, you remember it? In the olden days, we can't have a wedding and without singing this song. Yes, you see? Give him the mic.